Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
This is Clark and the Coach, presented by Advanced Moving Technologies, with Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. Welcome to Clark and the Coach, the Allo Communications Studios. I'm Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick. As always, well, not always.
Not always,
sometimes you're making kids' dreams come true, or trying to improve the Lambkin basketball team. I get that. But being pulled in about 800 different directions, the coach, Bruce Dick, with us again today as my co-host on the show. Bruce, how are you today?
Oh, I'm good, Clark. And, man, I'm so excited about our program today with...
We're talking baseball.
Baseball and... You know, coming off a little nice little Rockies win as well. Yeah,
absolutely. How about Chad Kuhl knocking out the Dodgers? The Rockies are, hey, you're done, you're toast, kill the season. And what do? They go out and beat one of the best teams, if not the best team in baseball, the Dodgers. And they shut them out at Coors Field. How about that?
And not a great impact on the game last night, but it was so good to see Chris Bryant.
Absolutely.
Back in the lineup. Just out at the position, in the dugout. He's just such a great player. And just his presence, I think, is going to help with the leadership on that team. And they tease you with some of their young guys.
They
tease you with the pitching staff. Yep. But actually, this pitching staff is... They're probably right in the middle of the pack of all of Major League Baseball.
Yeah, completely agree. Thank you, folks, to Advanced Roofing Technologies, the headline sponsor on Clark and a Coach. 30 years in Northern Colorado. Brad Evans, his terrific staff. Give him a call. They knocked it out of Bruce's house. They're going to do the same thing for you on time, on budget. They're going to kill it for you. It is our good friends at Advanced Roofing Technologies. Call them today, 970-663-0203. Talking baseball all day long on the program today. We've got the new head baseball coach out at UNC. See Mike Anderson. My hand is tired of writing down everything this guy has done in his baseball career. We'll talk to him in about 60 seconds. Also on the program today, Bruce and I are going to go over the All-State selections for high school. I know we hit that a little bit last week when we talked to Player of the Year, 3A Player of the Year, Walker Martin. But we'll touch on that again. And then back half of the show, the second half of the show, this is going to be fun. Since 1970, the last 51 years.
Yeah, you threw me a little
years.
Curveball
I know.
Yesterday.
You wanted
Clark.
Me to include everybody. No, last 50 years, top MLB player at each position. Going to be fun to go through that. All right, right now, let's get to the Gould Parts Hotline. The new head baseball coach at UNC, Mike Anderson, jumps on. Mike, how are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you, Clark and Bruce? Love listening to you guys.
Well, hey,
thanks, man.
Coach.
We appreciate that. Love this. Mike, my goodness gracious, I'm writing down notes on the life story of Mike Anderson, and I'm out of paper, man. This is unbelievable. 10th head coach in UNC history, and this is fun for you because it's a return. You're an alum. You were an assistant coach in, what, 92, I think, out here. Just tell us how cool it is to be back at UNC.
Well, first of all, you just said I'm old in a good way. I love that.
That's right. I say that to Bruce every day, so yeah.
I hear it all the time, Coach. I hear it every day.
Isn't it great? I'll tell you this. I might be old, but I've got a lot of energy. And that's exciting. I get some of the things I've done in the past. And, man, I've had some incredible mentors and some great people from the community here. From communities in Nebraska and Oklahoma.
Sure.
And that's great to be able to see that pass. But the truth is, I'm about the future of what we can do here at UNC. And that's the reason I accepted this. And that's the reason I said, let's go for this thing. And not necessarily return to the past, but to build something new and to build something here at UNC that I think this city, this university, and the state of Colorado can start to be proud of and bring something back to this state that is going to be fun. So I there's a lot of energy. I'm really excited about creating opportunities for kids, Colorado kids, and having people look up and say, you know what, doggone it, UNC starting to do some things. So really excited by that.
Well, Coach, UNC has a terrific history of baseball. I mean, going back to the 60s, 70s, just some terrific players, some major league guys, just two to come to my mind. I know there's more, but Joe Strain, Tommy Runnels, Greeley's own Tommy Runnels played in the majors, managed in the majors. But Colorado is a baseball state. And there's a lot of great kids out there. And, hey, you're the guy that can bring them to UNC.
I hope so. I hope there's a bond and a unity that I can create for kids. And, boy, there are so many players. Boy, we'd leave a lot of people out, but of what this past has done. And I've told a lot of the alum coming into this thing right now that, you know, we can really honor and try to get back to what it was in the 60s and 70s.
Right.
Heck, the kids who are recruiting right now, they don't know a darn thing about that
right.
yet. So I think the way to make the alums the most proud of what we can do here is win. And win with Colorado kids and
you
win
bet.
With win with an environment that you know we can bring kids in from across the country, but those kids are going to start to experience what Northern Colorado and what we have to offer up in this state, and all of a sudden they're fishing up in the Poudre River, or they're taking hikes in the mountains, or they're driving past the meatpacking plant, and they understand what we love about this community. So. That's what I want to have. I want to have kids that are new, and I want our alum to look back and say, man, what we did in the past is great, but what we're about to do in the future is going to be really cool. So let's give this thing a run and see if we can build some stuff at UNC for the future.
Mike, I haven't seen a coaching hire like this in this area. I mean, it was big that, you know, Matt comes along for football. But I tell you what, I've heard your name we're digging in preps for the last 10 years out here in baseball. And I hear Mike Anderson here. Mike Anderson, you know, scouting director at PBR. I mean, terrific place for kids to get seen. And that's what you do. I think one of the things about you coming to UNC is what you can do in developing young talent. Bear with me for a sec, because I'm going to embarrass you again. In Lincoln, while you were there with Nebraska, 2003, 9 years there, 2005 World Series champs. I think it was 5 trips to Omaha with that team. Listen to the individual stuff. 2005 National Player of the Year, Alex Gordon, you coached. 5 National Player of the Year finalists. 9 first-team All-Americans. 5 Big 12 Players of the Year. 23 first-team All-Conference honorees. 4 freshman All-Americans. That's one of the big reasons people are excited. They know what you can do, and they want you to see you guys do it here at UNC.
Thank you for the past again, and I love that. But let's be blunt. I grew up in Eaton. I got really, really lucky. Man, I'm a small town kid.
Sure,
I got
sure.
really lucky and got I had a ton football coaches, baseball coaches, basketball coaches that were mentors, that were great coaches. And then I came to UNC and played for Coach Petroff and Coach Barnes.
Yep.
That were great teachers. And then I got into professional baseball and got mentored by a guy named Joe Madden.
No, that's
Man,
not
how,
bad.
How lucky am I that I had teachers? What I want to do at UNC is teach. That's my passion. I love it. Development of young men is extremely important to me. We're trying to put a staff together right now that is going to create that culture of teaching, a positive environment. You know, we want to win. We want to develop. But everything you just said, it's an honor. And man, I'm in the position that I'm in because I had young men that were willing to work and develop.
Sure.
I want to do that. I want to do that same thing here. And on the recruiting side of things, that's going to be really important that we find young men that want to grow. So that's where we're at with it. And like I said, I'm fortunate that I had great teachers. And guess what? UNC is a pretty good teaching school. Pretty darn good business school. So I think there's some opportunities for kids to say, I'm going to come up there and get better. And who knows, we can look up and say, that kid went to UNC and now he's playing for the Rockies. So what a neat experience that would be.
Coach, disappointing that Colorado State, CU, eliminated their baseball
sure.
programs. I mean, I'm a big baseball guy, and go back to the Irv Brown days when he was the head coach at CU, and the guys that graduated from CSU and their baseball glory days. But UNC has been able to at least maintain a program. And, you know, what do we do to get it back? What are you going to try to do to get it back, you know, to that national level that maybe in the future there is a trip to Omaha?
Well, Omaha would be great. I'll tell you this, my first step and my first goal is to say, let's try to figure out a way within the Summit League to get ourselves into that conference tournament, and you have to win that conference tournament to get to an NCAA game.
Right. Sure.
So It's been a long time since UNC's played an NCAA game. That's my first initial goal. We can expand that once we get there. But to get this thing back, we've got a long-standing history of people contributing. Obviously, you've got a guy that's in this local area, Dick Montfort, and the Montfort family has been incredible to UNC. He's committed to our program, always has been. It's going to take a village. It's going to take an understanding of, you know, Darren Dunn has been great and has shown great vision for what this can be. And I think one of the things that we talked about was I get the opportunity to coach this team, but here's the truth. I want to run this program, which helps UNC, which helps the city of Greeley, which then also helps the state of Colorado. And I'd love to see Colorado take notice to it. But just in a regional in a sense of this, if northern Colorado, this area, with the talent that you guys see and all the sports that you cover, that we start to see kids say, you know, that UNC baseball program is a viable place for us to go and develop. You know, I dream big. I'm not saying there's promises, and there's been no promises of what we can and what we can build. We're going to build the team first and build the program, but it sure would be nice to look up and say, man, Greeley's made a commitment in the city and the university are working in some partnerships, and there's some things happening that we never imagined, and look what's happening now. So I am a dreamer. I'm a big dreamer. I value what we have and appreciate what we have right now, but I looked at this entire thing as a chance to grow and to grow kids in this environment that we all love. So that's what I'm trying to do, and we're gonna hit the ground running as hard as we can.
Talking with Mike Anderson, the 10th head coach in UNC baseball history, as he jumps in here. The lucky thing for us, Mike, is you know this area. This is northern Colorado. Colorado just by itself is a hotbed for baseball that many people outside of Colorado just don't know. We sit here and do the local, you know, northern Colorado high school games. You said Eaton, you know, you look at Windsor, you look at some of the programs out here, Rocky Mountain with Scott Bullock. I mean, you've got a hotbed of players here every single year. We'd love to see them stay at home and go to UNC.
We're fortunate. We've got, you just mentioned some programs and some coaches that develop talent. It's everything we talk about. The nice thing is 20 years of doing this in college baseball, I've created a lot of great connections and ties and you know, my colleagues in high school coaching in this state. But that's really nice. My last 3 years working with prep baseball, being the scouting director for the entire state, I've got great connections that way with state coaches and a lot of the baseball talent. So it's going to be a challenge, obviously. But boy, you see what's happening, and that young man that everybody's overlooking on a big scale. Okay, SEC and the Big Five, and he's a talented kid, but everybody's overlooking him. We're not going to overlook him. Sure. And the other one is that young man that nobody sees that talent. They don't see the growth. They don't see that desire inside. He may not be throwing 92 miles an hour as a senior in high school. He's throwing 87. But you just know if you get your hands on him and get a chance to develop him in a year or two, he's got the chance to develop within your program. So those are the kids that I get really excited about that they just might not be ready for the big time, but they sure are ready for us, and we're going to make them big time.
Coach, you mentioned putting together your staff. Is there? Do you have anyone hired yet as your assistants, or what's that process looking like as you move forward?
Great question. Again, it takes a village. I understand this isn't all about me, and my goal right now is to create the most positive culture that I can for our kids. We're going to be competitive. It's about development. And in this day and age, boy, you better be right on treating kids the right way at all times. So right now, I'm in the process. We've got to go through the HR process with everybody. I'm having conversations daily with the right type of people. And really, it's putting together a core of myself as a head coach, but assistants that really want to go at it and work with kids. So that dynamic of being able to step in front of a group of kids and say, this is our coaching staff and this is the way we're going to go about our business is important. So, yes, No specific names, but I think people will be happy with who we're talking with.
Also, with UNC and its baseball program, one of the knocks on it has been they haven't had a full amount of scholarships. I don't know whether that's, you know, true, changing, or whatever, but will you be able to maximize the number of scholarships from the NCAA that is allowed?
Great question. I'll tell you this, if you look at what's happening within the transfer portals and if you watch college baseball right now, there might be a transition that's happening to the top 75 to 100 programs in this country are moving towards trying to get more scholarships, which is going to create a disparity. I mean, it's going to be different. So UNC, no, we're not fully funded yet, and that might be a while. I know Darren Dunn, our athletic director, is working hard at making sure the entire athletic department is funded the correct way. Baseball is a part of that. There are things that when I come into the situation, how do we maximize what we do have? The one thing I want to do is understand it's a challenge, but it's worth it. We can maneuver. We can do some things without the full funds immediately. But and I think kids make commitments, and so do we. So the best way to say it is, yeah, there's challenges, but it's worth it. So,
Mike, before we let you go, you're a teacher of baseball. You mentioned Joe Maddon, Tom Petroff, coaches along the way. Have you grabbed a little bit from everybody to get where you are? I know you were a scout for the Jays for a while, too. All of the baseball knowledge that you have and the way you impugn this to the kids, who do you take from? Who are the guys that you remember most and the things they talked about?
Such a great question, and thank you, because it gives you a chance to tell people about Jim Danley and Bob Irvin up at Eaton. Mm-hmm. These guys that worked your tails off to make you a better person. Buff Campbell, Tom Petroff, these guys that have been such mentors along the way for me. And the biggest, the characteristic that's similar to everybody, the one thing, Greg Riddock, Tommy Runnels, those guys took me in as a young baseball player at UNC and said, hey, this guy's going to probably be a teacher and a coach. And those guys have always been so special to me. But the one characteristic that they all had, it's serving. They taught me how to serve. Yes, it's fun to be a coach. When you get to the point that you start to really serve other people and mentor other people, I'm where I'm at right now because of these guys that were mentors to me and taking me through the process. Exactly what I want to do for young kids and young coaches and the staff that we have, and just try to serve other people. If we do that, I think that builds the culture right there that we want within this baseball program and in the community. I hope you guys start to see that and recognize it within our program. Carly Wasacki has done a great job of doing that within this community. He's a teammate. He's a past coach here and couldn't love him anymore. So there's so many things that go on with that, but there's so many people in this community that helped me, like I said. So great people.
Yeah, no question about it. Mike, congratulations. We want to build this thing. We want to get people excited about UNC baseball. I think that's the thing that we need them, honest to God. I think it's the thing that UNC we need the most work on. We need to get people out to the ballpark, get them excited, see the great quality of baseball they're going to see out there with the UNC Bears, and I know it's coming from you. So we appreciate you and appreciate your time jumping on the air here.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate all the work you do for Northern Colorado and all the kids up here. Thank you.
You bet.
Mike, thanks. So excited to have you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Mike Anderson, the new head coach at UNC, and look at that. I mean, here's what I did. This is the life of a show host. You sit here and you go, I worked for 30 minutes on these pages. 29 of the minutes are what he's done in the past. He didn't want to talk about that. He wants to talk about the Bears.
And as he said, small-town guy,
sure.
Eaton guy.
Love that.
Been very blessed through his career, but he's worked at it.
You bet.
And he treats people the way they need to be treated.
You bet. You said that to me before we sat down here. You said, not only all those things you've got, all the accolades you've got on the paper, he's even a better guy.
Absolutely.
So lucky to have Mike Anderson around. And I tell you what, if you're in the baseball community out here, how many times have you heard the name Mike Anderson with teaching, with so big at PBR? Unbelievable there. there. That's where a lot of kids go to be seen, is the Preps Baseball Report here in Colorado. He was the director, scouting director, for the last 3 years there. But all of these things, Regis High School coach, he coached at Oklahoma, coached at Nebraska, took him to the World Series 5 times, won it once. All these things that we're talking about, all the things that we jumped in right there. He's an 8th-round pick from the Angels, too. I mean, not only this guy, just he's baseball.
And Clark, as many games as we're, you know, able to do, and kids we get to see, and we know that kids are going here and
there.
And in the past few years, let's be honest, we haven't heard of many of the kids saying, oh, I really want to go to UNC.
That's right. We need to get that back.
Yeah. I think that's going to change.
Yep.
I think that
there's no doubt
that past history that young kids don't know about,
yep,
I think that's going to be brought to the forefront, and they're going to start creating their new modern history. And the guy that's going to lead that is the right guy that UNC hired.
Boy, you're exactly right. Think of all the kids in the high school over the last, you know, 10 years or so out here that Mike has touched. And lately, just guys that will be playing their career, they're playing in high school right now, they know where Mike Anderson is at UNC. That's going to attract a lot more kids to jump out and play at UNC. So that's very cool, man. I love having a baseball guy. That's a yeoman's challenge in front, to get fans in the ballpark. We did UNC baseball 2005, 2006, and there just weren't many people that wanted to listen or support it, or even in the ballpark, you know. Some days you had 10, 20 people in the crowd. I mean, it's just the way. You need to get baseball people excited about UNC baseball, and they've got the right guy to do it.
Exactly right. Welcome, Mike.
Yeah,
man.
No question about it. I'm just excited for the season coming up for the Bears in baseball. Also excited about AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Those are my guys taking care of me. Don Scott, 40 years in northern Colorado there, right on Mason Street. It's the number one store in the region. So what did they do? They cloned that sucker, and they sent it over to Loveland. And that's where Dave Martin. Dave Martin spent almost 30 years with Don. He's at the Loveland store. Lance Pickett is at the Fort Collins store running that shop for Don. Over 30 years with Don altogether. It's a team that just is full of integrity, and they'll get it done on time, always on time, and getting your car in and out so you can get it back. They've got a loaner car if you need it. It's a company that does it the right way. It is AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. I stand by them every step of the way. You can do the same thing for your trusted automobiles. It's AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, putting the care back into car care. All right, we'll come back in a moment. We're going to real quickly hit the 2022 All-State selections. If you guys didn't hear these, already caught up last week with our 3A Player of the Year, Walker Martin, for the 400th time in his career at Eaton. We got him on the radio. We talked to Carson Fagan, a first-teamer also. So we'll talk about all these guys. Come back, Coach, and I'll run through this list. And then in the bottom half of the hour, Major League Baseball position by position, best of the last 50 years. All right here from the Allo Communications Studios. Clark and the Coach, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, and welcome back to the program, Allo Communications Studios. It's Clark and the Coach today. On a Tuesday here, talking baseball today. Thank you to PWI, Performance and Wellness Institute. That's the Waz, Ryan Waslowski out there. He is an assistant track coach at Eaton and athletic development specialist here for the last 5 years in NOCO. Just going to take your athlete to the next level. That's what they're going to do right here. PWI, your own customized, individualized, and personalized fitness and performance center located right here in the heart of Greeley. For services, trainer bios, and testimonials, go to PWItraining.com. All right, well, I know we hit this last week a little bit, but let's just jump through it with Bruce here. Wanted to bring up some of these names that we saw. Oh, first of all, let's do this. Throw out. We've got a text in, and Micah is in the studio. Micah's going to give us that text. Micah, who do we get it from?
From Tom. Don't call me Tommy Shaw. What great news. Looking forward to Mike Anderson's impact on the Bear program.
Yeah, no doubt. And Tom Shaw, you're right. And we're all excited about this. I think things can really change. This is a guy that won. First of all, he already knows Northern Colorado like crazy. And look what he's done at every other stop he's had. Just laying out the things that he did when he was at 9 years at Nebraska. That's what can happen at this program with Mike Anderson. So, Tom Shaw, thank you.
When you think hotbeds of college baseball, baseball, you don't go to Lincoln right away.
No, of course not.
What he did at the University of Nebraska is incredible.
No, it's crazy. There's no doubt about it. Now, you folks want to jump in, talk about, give your thoughts on Mike Anderson, or when Bruce and I start doing our best players at each position for the last 50 years in the MLB, you want to pipe in some of yours, argue with us a little bit, the Mosier Funeral text line is the place to go. Bruce, hit that text line.
Text us at 888-530-0043. And I want to hear, who's your first baseman? That was the most difficult position. I had to choose one. And so again, 888-530-0043.
And I know you wanted to say Lou Gehrig, but I did not let you go there. So, yep, we'll figure that out. This is going to be fun, second half of the program here. Let's do this real quick. Just run through the 3A teams, the 3A first and second teams, because there's so many names, Bruce, that we got to deal with. But first teams locally here, and well, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of the 9 kids are Patriot League kids.
Right.
From University, Greg Garza, River Jackson, first team All-Staters. I don't think that's any surprise at all. They were terrific all year long.
Oh, that 1-2 punch just in that lineup just dominated most of the games they were involved in.
And then the 3 Eaton kids, that, and we knew who this was going to be. You know, they were all kind of in the running for player of the year. I mean, Walker Martin was the player of the year, but Tate Smith, you can argue with what he did at the plate and on the mound. And Ryder True, second in the state in RBIs, had an unbelievable year at the plate. So all three of those guys, first team, of course, and Walker, the 3A player of the year. And Dylan DiOrio from Sterling, well-deserved. I really like that. Just
kid.
A multi-sport. Just a great athlete.
Multi-sport athlete. I saw him pitch over at Resurrection Christian and I believe had 8 to 10 consecutive strikeouts.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Second team locally, Luke Ruby from Resurrection Christian had a fantastic senior season. Can't wait to see what Luke does at the next level.
First teamer in my mind.
Yeah, agreed. Absolutely agreed. I mean, just especially because, the way he finished.
Because he didn't have the surroundings of the
yes,
team
yeah.
that the others did.
You're and right.
He just went on, and he's having a terrific summer as well. And CSU Pueblo, very fortunate to land him.
Yeah, left off of the first and second teams, too, was Carter Evans, who I thought certainly could have been a second teamer this year.
His turn will be next year.
It will be. His turn will be. He'll be a senior next year. But, as I said, Tate Smith, Ryder True, Walker Martin, all will be seniors next year. So, Jaden Stone, second team, all state for 3A, the Eaton center fielder. And he had a terrific career at Eaton as well.
Yeah, Hastings commit, and he will go on and have a terrific college career.
All right, those are just some mentions that Bruce and I wanted to talk about, but we're going to come back in a moment and get to what we call the second half of this program, and we are going to go Major League Baseball, position by position, the best of the last 50 years, and of course, since Bruce and I are old fogies, we're going to also throw in kind of who we like all time.
Yeah, we're going to get some of these guys are second teamers on the all time, so we'll include some of those oldies.
Thank you to Marin Simpson State Farm Insurance. She's local, folks, going to knock it out of the park for you. 17 years at State Farm. You want somebody on your side, put you in the perfect coverage. Marinda Simpson, 223-8700. Back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. To the program, Park Place Interiors, folks. They're down here on 8th Avenue in Greeley. They're on West Main Street out in Windsor as well. Tell you what, 2020 Best of NoCo. They're killing it, folks. Flooring, countertops, that's where you're going to go. ParkPlaceInteriorsCO.com. That's the website. Go look at the clearance tag there. Kathy Foos and her great staff over there are going to put you in the... They're just going to get some great stuff for you to look at and get your dream home straightened out there. So do that, and then also talk about them. Get down there. Give them a call. Talk about the remnants sale that they're having, too. You can save mounds of money on that and have your place look like $1 million, all coming to you from a good friends at Park Place Interiors. All right, Coach, here we go. Let's get to it. And if you folks want to jump in, as we said, the Mosier Funeral text line, if you guys want to jump in and give us your favorites, we're going to go position by position. This could take a while, the way Bruce and I talk. So if we don't finish this today, Bruce, you're out in the next 2 days.
Yes, how about Friday?
Camps or or
camps tomorrow. Yeah, but, yeah, 3-on-3 camp. Fun one. I
love that. That it's one of my favorite things is to play 3-on-3 basketball. I think it teaches you a ton. And I think you said that the other day, too, and I'm going to agree with you. Whether I agree with you on these picks or not, last 50 years, position by position, we're going to get a look at this. All right, let's go first base first. I'll lead this thing off. I am going to go with a guy who I don't think he's retired yet. Albert Pujols. Going to keep him in there. 8 All-Star appearances. 9 MVP top 10 finishes, rookie of the year, 5-time silver slugger, 1-time golden glover, 3-time league MVP. I'm going Pujols. I would have said Gehrig all along if we'd gone all time, but I'm going Big Albert.
Man, Clark, I want to disagree with you, but I kept trying to find reasons to disagree, and I can't.
You, oh, is that right?
Because I went with, obviously, when I first started this list, Lou Gehrig was my my guy.
Kind of a slam dunk.
And then when we had rules to this, you know, that we had to go back only about 50 years, Albert Pujols does it all. Hit with power, hit with average, good defensive first baseman, and he is the guy at first base.
All right, so there's one agreement. Here comes another one. I'm pretty darn sure here. I saw this guy play in his heyday. I was a big Dodger fan, and the big red machine would come rolling in. He also spent some time with Houston. I go Joe Morgan. I think Joe Morgan is the best. I think he's the best second baseman in the history of the game. One guy I would take a look at, and Joe Morgan, 10-time All-Star, 5 consecutive Gold Gloves, 2-time MVP, back-to-back, 75 and 76, All-Star Game MVP in 72. Defensively, I think the best fielding second baseman I've ever seen is Robbie Alomar. But Joe Morgan could do it all.
I agree with you with Joe Morgan, but I'm going to throw out a second baseman that I think is very underrated, didn't play on any championship teams, and that's Ryan Sandberg. Ryan Sandberg, he could hit, he could field, he was a leader for the Cubs for many years, and I think in this more modern era, if Ryan Sandberg was playing, he would be one of those highly priced free agents, and Ryan Sandberg would be a close number two to Joe Morgan.
All right, we moved to shortstop here. This one made my stomach hurt because I had to pick a guy on a team I hate. 14-time All-Star, 5-time World Series champ, Rookie of the Year in 96, 5-time Gold Glove and Silver Sluggers. It's Derek Jeter. I go Jeter at shortstop. I don't know how to get around that.
Well, I have a hard time disagreeing you, but I'm going to go with the Iron Man.
You're going to go with Ripken.
I'm going to go with Cal Ripken, who just solidified that position, brought a newness to the position as a big-bodied guy at shortstop as well.
What was the number? 2,130 straight games, something like that?
It was
that's
a lot.
In baseball,
just refused to take days off, and I'm going to credit him with that record that will never be broken, and I'm going with Cal Ripken.
I would move the Wizard of Oz, Ozzie Smith, up. But he just wasn't much at the plate.
Right.
But man, his somersaults going out to the position, and he could field the baseball like none other.
And who will ever forget the play Jeter made, running in, giving the little toss to home plate?
You bet.
Just an amazing athlete, Derek Jeter.
All right, we run to third base here, and there's a lot of great third basemen, there's no doubt. I mean, I looked a little bit at George Brett, the Pine Tar incident. I mean, just such a great defensive player and such a great offensive player.
Smelled 400.
That's right.
Came close
to
hitting 400.
Yep. But I went with a guy who led the league in home runs 8 times, led the league in RBIs 4 times, 3-time MVP, 6 Silver Sluggers, 12 All-Star games. I think it's Mike Schmidt.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you here. I'm going to go with the 9-time Gold Glover.
You're going with Brooks Robinson.
Nolan Arenado.
Oh, you are. Noli gets in there for you.
Nolan Arenado is the best third baseman ever witnessed. You go back and watch the old-time highlights, great highlights. Brooks Robinson kind of leads that way with a lot of highlights defensively.
Defensively, anyway.
Didn't have the bat. Mike Schmidt had the glove, had the power. None compared to Nolan Arenado.
I'll give you that. I mean, the great thing is we're lucky enough to see him play live here in Colorado. I mean, and it got to be where the ridiculous plays that he made, sometimes people saw them so much they went, oh, That's just another great play.
He makes the most difficult things look routine and comes up with plays that you don't think are humanly possible.
All right, this next one, slam dunk for me. Catcher. Oh, we go back to the Big Red Machine and Johnny Bench. 14 times an All-Star selection. 2 times World Series champ. 2 times league MVP. World Series MVP. Rookie of the Year. 10-time Gold Glove. 2 times he was the HR leader. 3 times the RBI leader. And he had a cannon behind the plate. Johnny Bench, for me, this is hands down. And I know there's Thurman Munson and the other guy. Johnny Bench is my guy.
Johnny Bench has to be the guy. Who else can hold 7 baseballs in their hands at the same time? As well.
See, you know, but things
when you
I don't
say
know.
Hold hand, you know, hands right. down, palms up. He has 7 baseballs in that hand. Great catcher, great at the plate, clutch at the plate. And but I want to just throw out, going back in time, a couple of guys. Yogi Berra is actually ranked ahead of Johnny Bench in a lot
all
of
time.
Things.
Yeah, all time, yeah.
And people that were able to witness the Negro League say there is nobody like Josh Gibson.
Absolutely. And that name, I had to go look up and see what he did. You know, it's not a name that I really followed, nor did I know much about, to be honest with you. But almost every list that I looked at for all-time catchers, he was certainly one of them. There's no doubt. So pretty good stuff right there. We're going to step aside for a second. We still have the outfielders and the pitchers to go. Not sure we'll get to that today. But if not, Bruce and I will continue this on Friday. That'll give you time to change some of your outfielders, because I know I've got a couple different from you in there.
Oh, I have
know,
the outfield
I'm
nailed.
Pretty darn sure who you've got in right field.
Well, there's...
Just saying. Maybe I don't. Maybe
I don't know if you do or not.
Okay, maybe.
I don't
maybe
think you do, because it was a really difficult decision for me.
So many.
And I had to go with just a little away from my heart to the home run champ.
Thank you to Northern Colorado Credit Union. NoCoCU.org. That's where you go. 90 days, same as cash right now. Don't pay for 90 days on auto new auto loans or refinances. Go to my good friends at Northern Colorado Credit Union. Again, NoCoCU.org. We're coming back in a moment to finish up Clark and the Coach here on a Tuesday. Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the program. Clark and the Coach here on a Tuesday. Coach going to be out the next 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday for you. These aren't team camps, right? You're killing me with the sunglasses today.
Well, that's because
Bruce thinks he's a rock star, so he's I got my sunglasses on and in the dark. You know, remember that old song, I wear my sunglasses at night? Remember
Don't
that
get
one?
That stuck in my head.
All right. Those are prescription, I'm guessing.
They are prescription, right. So I didn't have the contacts in today.
I just thought you think you're such a radio star now. Can you sign this for me, this autograph here?
Oh, absolutely,
all
Clark.
Right, yeah. All right. So what's going on Wednesday and Thursday? We're teaching kids again.
We're teaching kids. Okay. We're teaching 3-on-3 principles and elementary and middle school. A few high schoolers as well.
Fantastic. Are we shooting camp or are we?
This is the 3-on-3. We had the shooting camp last week, and it was a big success. We had 50 kids, and they all know now grip, body position, footwork, setup, finish, and the mental aspects of shooting.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah, 3-on-3, I love. Don't you think that's such a great? We're talking about pick and rolls. I mean, talk to me about 3-on-3 and why is that? It's so much fun to play. First of all, as a kid, or as a basketball player, but it's a great way to learn some great fundamentals of the game.
Well, and it teaches movement, screening, how to set a screen, how to come off a screen. Also teaches you how to get open,
sure,
not to be a stander, not to be a watcher, to be a player.
Yeah, that's one of the. I think that's one of the keys to basketball is moving without the basketball.
Absolutely, the biggest key to team play, yep. And not the easiest thing always to teach.
You always want some guys that can create off the dribble, but Moving without the basketball. What's the thing that coaches say? Man, I hate when we stand. You know why? Because they're going to call timeout and get on you for it.
You don't want to see a player make a pass and then stand. And watch that player that they made the pass.
You got to pass and move. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. So that will be cool. That was fun catching up with Mike Anderson today.
I'm so excited about UNC baseball.
It's just a great move by the Bears. Darren Dunn and his staff, it's a great choice. And what I liked about Mike, and you don't always hear this from coaches, right away he said, I want to keep Colorado kids here. I want them to be excited about UNC as a destination, as a place to go, you know. Of course, we've got guys that are going to the SEC, to the Big 12, but to a lot of RMAC schools, and UNC not taking a look at them, maybe. That's not going to happen.
That's going to change.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. So, yeah, thank you to Mike Anderson for jumping on the program with us today. And as Bruce said, he'll be out the next 2 days, but we're looking at getting Dustin Duncan, Reds football coach, Eaton Reds football coach. They went down to Mesa, had their camp. So we'll kind of talk about that a little bit, and a good sports fan, so we'll talk some sports with him. That's probably headed our way tomorrow. Daniel Alleman might be in as well. He'll talk a little fishing there as well, but all kinds of good stuff. So we'll figure out the rest of it. We'll continue with our best of MLB on Friday with Bruce. Whole show's next right here, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.